Today, Major League Diplomacy plays ball to improve the relations of Cuba and the United States. Today, for the first time in more than 15 years, a U.S. Major League team, the Tampa Bay Rays, plays against the Cuban national team in Havana, Cuba, with both President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro in attendance. The game coincides with a new rule that would allow Major League Baseball to recruit and sign players openly. Players like Jose Contreras, Alexi Ramirez, Jose Abreu, all-star players, became millionaires after sneaking out of Cold War Cuba. And then there's the case of El Duque of the New York Yankees. About 7:30 on the morning after Christmas 1998, Orlando Hernandez, one of the best pitchers ever on the Cuban national baseball team, and seven companions got into a small sailboat with four oars. They loaded four cans of Spam, bread, sugar, and drinking water onto the craft and guided it into the waters off the Cuban coast. Their sailboat failed, and they were adrift for 10 hours, sinking when the U.S. Coast Guard rescued them. El Duque asked for political asylum and became a Yankee ace. Joe Kioski is a consultant and former sports agent who represented players who defected from Cuba. Today's demonstration game, he says, is more symbolic. There are not expected to be a lot of defections or contracts explored today.
Unlike the Orioles exhibition game in 1999, when the Cuban national team was chock full of Major League Baseball prospects, this team has been substantially weakened by defections and chock full of players who were big-time prospects a decade ago. But now, because of the passing of time, most of these players are probably looking across the field and thinking, that could have been me had I made a different life choice 10 years ago.
Raul Castro and Fidel, before him, you know, thought of baseball as a symbol of national pride, on par with the Olympic boxing back in the old days. Does this change by the Treasury Department change that sense of pride, or, you know, are the Cubans not really terribly happy about this change?
My understanding or my belief is it's the latter. After hundreds of defections, it's clear that Cuba lost the battle of trying to keep its best players in Cuba to play for national pride rather than for dollars in the big leagues in the United States. Cuba sort of being dragged along at this point in time, where they have no other choice but to acknowledge the reality of the situation, which is that there's basically nothing the Cuban government can do to keep the overwhelming majority of young players on the island, as was the case 10, 15, 20, 25 years ago, back when the average Cuban kid wanted to play for the Cuban national team in the Olympics rather than playing for the Yankees or the Dodgers or some other Major League Baseball team.
Given the amount of money that the Cuban defectors had at their, you know, disposal being dangled in front of them, especially when they were overt prospects, can anyone compete with the contracts, you know, $100 million, $140 million?
It's incredible the extent to which the dollar amounts have risen in the Cuban defector market. 10, 15 years ago, it was still fairly uncommon for a Cuban player to sign even a seven-figure contract, let alone an eight-figure contract. Now we have relatively mediocre Cuban players signing for $50, $60, $70 million. The really interesting thing to me is the number of players who allowed those dollar amounts to be offered and allowed their prospect years to basically be wasted away. The team playing the Tampa Bay Rays is full of players who could have signed multi-million dollar contracts, but instead they chose to stay in Cuba for one reason or another, whether it was pride or fear, family issues. But there's probably $50 or $100 million worth of players on the field for Cuba in this game in lost money, money that could have been paid out in signing bonuses and contracts had those players left in their prime rather than remain in Cuba.
Joe Kioski is a consultant and former sports agent speaking about the future of Cuban baseball in the wake of this fabulous and historic game that's being played as part of the Obama visit to Cuba. Joe, thanks so much.
No problem. My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.